and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. I am your host, Lonnie Brock. And before we begin, may I ask you to just find a comfortable and safe place. Whether it's your bed, the floor, maybe you're on a layover. Maybe you're on the beach.
We wait before
wherever it is, as long as you're safe, close your eyes and recline.
And
feel the tips of your lashes against your skin. And feel all the tension leaving your forehead, the furrow of your brow, your cheeks, your lips, your smile and frown. Feel the tension leaving your neck, down your shoulders, the small of your back. Down to your lower back, your hips, your pelvic area, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your calves, your shins, your ankles, all the way to the tippy, 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 tippy part of your toes. And inhale with me. Of this world, and exhale, leaving them at the foot of the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 tells us to bring all thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. That means each thought must stop, drop, and roll over to the foot of the cross.
Wait before you.
I hope you enjoy this evening's episode. Blessings to you. And I hope you don't mind, but I decided to read chapter 2 of The Cloud of Unknowing. It's such a short chapter, and I decided why not have some fun and read this to you in an accent that I'm just making up. I hope it's not too dreadful and you still are relaxed and this soothes you to sleep. So let's begin. Here beginneth the second chapter, a short stirring to meekness and to the work of this book. Look up now, weak wretch, and see what thou art. And what hast thou merited thus to be called of our Lord? What weary, wretched heart and sleeping in sloth is that, the which is not wakened with the draught of this love and the voice of this calling? Beware, thou wretch, in this while with thine enemy, and hold thee never the holier nor the better. for the worthiness of this calling and for the singular form of living that thou art in. But the more wretched and cursed, unless thou do that in thee, is goodly, by grace and by counsel, to live after thy calling. And insomuch thou shouldest be more meek and loving to thy ghostly spouse, that he that is the Almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords, would make him so low unto thee, and amongst all the flock of his sheep so graciously would choose thee to be one of his specials, and sit and set thee in the place of pasture, where thou mayest be fed with the sweetness of his love, in earnest of thine heritage, the kingdom of heaven. Do on then, I pray thee, fast. Look now forwards and let be backwards, and see what thee faileth, and not what thou hast, for that is the readiest getting and keeping of meekness. All thy life now behoveth altogether to stand in desire, if thou shalt profit in degree of perfection. This desire behoveth altogether be wrought in thy will by the hand of Almighty God and thy consent. But one thing I tell thee, he is a jealous lover and suffereth no fellowship, and him list not work in thy will, but if he be only with thee by himself. He asketh none help, but only thyself. He wills thou do look, but look on him, and let him alone. And keep thou the windows and the door, for flies and enemies assailing. And if thou be willing to do this, thee needeth but meekly press upon him with prayer, and soon will he help thee. Press on then, let's see how thou bearest thee. He is full ready, and doth but abideth thee. But what shalt thou do, and what shalt thou press? I hope you enjoyed that, even though it was in a